The Dallas Cowboys don't stink. I know, it caught us all by surprise, but the Dallas Cowboys have begun their season 5-1, and last Sunday's 30-23 win over the defending champion Seattle Seahawks suggests that that record is no fluke. Mac Engel covers the team for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Mac, you recently noted that during training camp, SI's Peter King tweeted, "Gonna be a long year in Dallas." I assume at the time the feeling wasn't that the team would be playing well into January.
No, I think anybody who's been around this team for a decent amount of time, especially back in August, what they saw coming were too many questions, was a defense that did not appear on paper to be good enough, and a quarterback who was coming off of two invasive back procedures within the span of about 7 or 8 months in 2013. And it all looked too fragile. So for the Cowboys to be playing as well as they are now, nobody saw that coming.
You have also suggested that, oh my gosh, owner general manager Jerry Jones deserves some of the credit here. Why is that true, and why is it so hard for Cowboys fans to acknowledge that possibility?
People don't like it because they want to view him as a bumbling idiot fool. It may be appropriate in certain instances. If you're the general manager, which his title says, and you have signed off on the drafting of certain players and the hiring of certain coaches, if it goes well, you get credit. And if it doesn't, you get killed. Well, right now it's going well, so he has to get some of the credit.
Now, we probably shouldn't get ahead of ourselves here. The Cowboys season still relies on the health of quarterback Tony Romo, who, as you mentioned, has had back surgery twice. How's Romo looking?
Better each week. You know, he's 34. He's taken a lot of hits in his life, but he's moving really well. And the Cowboys, because they can run the ball effectively now, are asking him to do less than at any point in his career, other than maybe 2006 when he was a starter for the first time and his head coach was Bill Parcells. Now with a running game better than any other team in the NFL, they don't have to look to Tony Romo to be Superman. He can be really good. And if they can continue to do that, then they should be an effective team for them throughout the rest of the regular season and perhaps maybe into the playoffs as well.
Cowboys running back Joseph Randall was arrested this week for shoplifting. Randall recently confessed to you a rather alarming love of shoes, but shoes were not on the list of the things that he's alleged to have stolen. Is Randall's arrest of concern in Dallas?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, when you're 5-1, everything's great. He's a backup running back. He's a nice guy. But it was certainly a stupid thing to do. He makes $500,000, and you think you could cover with $500,000 a pair of boxer shorts and cologne.
Mm-hmm.
Money's just not going as far as it once did.
This falls under the category of you can't make this stuff up.
No, and that's the best part about the Dallas Cowboys, and I mean that with all sincerity. They've become more known for being popular than they are known for being good. And now they're both, which is really dangerous because when this team is good, they become a monster. And right now I think the head coach is doing everything he can to keep this not necessarily under wraps, but at least on an even keel so it doesn't become the Kardashians or even more than it already has.
Mac Engel is a columnist and a blogger for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Mac, thank you very much for joining me.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.